You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haul away, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
That like one little choice, one little instance in your life can literally flip it.
Oh, yeah.
Upside down. Today, we are talking about life-changing moments.
He was cheating on me and I was pregnant at the moment. Thank goodness my friend decided to eat breakfast there that day.
What a scumbag.
We need those bad ABs on our front lines.
Girl, 5 days later, I flew from Texas to Japan to meet a man I'd never met.
And we were doing the tango in his bed.
Doing the tango.
In my head, I'm like, cha.
Literally, I knew you were thinking of someone doing a tango on top of a bed.
Hi.
Hey.
It's Sarah and Lo Beeston,
your Fairly Odd Sisters.
Woo!
Yeah!
Welcome back.
Yellow.
Glad you're here. I can't believe we are middle of November right now.
No, it's so crazy.
This year is flying by and the holidays make it go so fast.
I actually hate that the years go fast. They always tell you when you're young, like as you get older, the years just go faster and you're like, yeah, shut up, grandpa.
Yeah.
But then literally it happens.
It just happens right before your eyes. Next thing you know, Christmas is like a month away.
This time of year is like the most magical because you get like, you get Halloween, right? You start off with fall. All the leaves are changing. You get Halloween. You get Thanksgiving. Yes. You enter into Christmas time.
Yes.
In the spirit of giving, the spirit of love, the spirit of Santa Claus.
Santy. Of spirit of Santy.
And it's like so much events that are happening that it feels like the year just ends like that.
It does.
There's never a pause. Like it's like a big,
it's not a
holiday
slow time.
After a big holiday.
Yeah. It's not a slow time for anybody. Tanner and Lauren are leaving us next week. So
yeah,
this is actually the funniest thing in the world because
Sarah and Derek were supposed to come.
We planned the trip.
They were the ones that
we were like, hey, let's go for Thanksgiving. We're 100% going to Hawaii for Thanksgiving.
And I was like, okay, bet. And then I booked the trip.
Yeah. Booked the trip.
That day.
Then we didn't book the trip and now we're going to,
they jinxed us.
Yeah,
they really wanted to get away from us,
and yeah, so that was we tricked them.
Did this huge ploy to get us to book the trip, and they're like, actually we're not going here. We didn't want to spend Thanksgiving
the thing
with
is
you.
That is not true. We would absolutely die to be with our friends. We've done that every year. Like this is the first year we're not doing Thanksgiving in Hawaii with our friends, which is really sad.
Friendsgiving.
But Derek and I just like talked about it, and we've really liked being in our routine here, and we feel like we're finally getting a lot of work done, and we're just like getting into like a good spot because we had been traveling so much, and
it's hard to stay on top of it.
We're like in our new house, and I was like, can we enjoy like being in our new house? And honestly, we haven't been with our families for Thanksgiving in 8 years, like, which is kind of sad. I'm like, I get it, but also my family like invited us on like a trip to St. George, and we're going with all my cousins, and like, I'm excited for that. It'll be different, and I'm sad we're missing the trip. But we just decided it was good for us this year to just like stay put for a while and be in one spot.
I guess that
was what we were thinking. That was so we're gonna do that with my family this year, and then But Tanner and Lauren are gonna leave us, so it's gonna be sad.
Yep.
They're
so
gonna be warm, and we're gonna be in freezing.
That will be fun. No, you'll be in St. George, which is warm.
Kind of.
warmer than here.
Yeah.
Okay. What was I going to say? Oh, I had some thoughts that I thought were interesting to think about. I don't know if you think this is interesting, but I literally had some random thoughts today about, this is so random.
Did you just write down?
I wrote down my, thoughts? I said literally random thoughts and then I wrote it down. Okay. This,
this is like what Maddie does.
Who?
Maddie Castellano.
Yes. And she sometimes I have to write this down because I'm like, I want to have this talk with somebody, but I don't have the time to talk with somebody right now. So I literally wrote it down because I was like, this is so weird.
Okay. Lo wants
okay.
To
so this is the thing. Is do you remember getting the talk in elementary school about like when you would start your period and like they did this whole day and they separated the boy and the girls and it's maturation day and you're just like learning about this crazy thing that you're like, oh my gosh, I wonder what it's about or whatever. And you learn this and it's like, yeah, like girls are starting their periods younger and younger. Like you just never know. That's why we give the talk now. This is in fifth grade for me. I don't know when it was for you.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking from that day on, like what's crazy is that every day I was like, am I going to start my period? And I thought it would be so exciting to be one of the girls that had to be like, leave the class because they started their period.
Tell me you did not.
Like literally, I was like, it was the weirdest shiz because they talk about it and then you're like, all right, ticking time bomb every day until you start. Mine didn't start until like summer of eighth grade. And so I still had like fifth grade to go, sixth grade, seventh, then eighth. And every day I'd be like, wonder if I'm going to start my period today. Do you remember that time?
No, because I started my period like a couple months after we had maturation. But
when did you have that?
Like I was 11.
That's when they gave it to you?
Wait. Well, I was 10 when they gave it to us. And then like I was 11. I was before 11 when I started my period.
What the freak? Yeah. You started fast.
And then my boobs just grew and grew and grew and grew.
Never stopped.
That was what I was concerned about. I did not want to start my period. Are you kidding me?
I just thought it was exciting to be like, I have to go.
Oh, I was like,
the drama.
I am so the opposite of you. I was like, I do not want to have cramps. I do not want to bleed. I do not want to have to leave the class.
I was just excited to like,
and people didn't know.
I don't know. It was so bizarre. That but also bizarre. How weird is it that you're just like literally every day, like, am I going to start my period?
That's so
like,
wild.
You just don't know.
Think about
you
it.
Never thought about no. it after that. Okay.
After that,
maybe this is just me.
This
but like,
isn't just you. I know girls probably think that way, but I was don't. Just
reflecting
one
on
one day
that.
I was like, oh, I'm bleeding. And it was like so short after the thing. And I was like, oh, sucks. No, I'm like the first one out of my friends. No. It was not glamorous. It was not good.
But it is a weird thought, right?
Yeah, like, it's a weird thought.
I just was thinking like,
but I'm sure so many
every
girls
day for a long time, I was like, am I going to start my period? There were some close, like false claim. Like one time I remember being
you
like,
a
mom,
false bleed?
I think I started. And she like gave me a pad and I like went into the bathroom. I was like in a public, like we were at the mall or something. And I was like, I can't believe it. And then like, I was with my aunt and my mom and we're like shopping. And I'm just like, I can't believe it. I didn't actually start. It wasn't like, I didn't actually
did
start
you
for
think
like,
you started. Did
I don't
you just
know.
Have gas
I think,
what
I don't
you?
Know. Like I thought I was bleeding a little bit, but I don't think I was, I don't know what I thought, but I was like, I think I started, like, just I think I got a cramp or something.
Alarmer.
And so then my mom gave me this pad. I didn't bleed on it at all. Oh and I was gosh. Like, okay, I guess not. But I think I didn't tell my mom. Like, I think I just like
and
was embarrassed
period,
that I actually didn't start.
When
so
your
then I
period
just,
came, were you like, this sucks?
Yeah. And then
why
I was like,
why was
whoa.
I waiting for this?
But also I feel like my period isn't that bad. Like it was like,
oh my gosh,
3 or 4 days and it was light ish, but it still
crap.
Was Krampus Wampus. But like, I don't remember. I need to ask my mom how I was, like if I was a raging teenager that was like, yeah. I don't remember being crazy or feeling crazy.
I don't think,
but
I
probably was
just in so much pain.
I probably was, like, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Like I was a teenager, but like, I can't remember it being like,
yeah. I always remember like my friends being not, like their periods weren't bad. And they're like, it's not that bad. And I'm like, I am fully like buckets of blood over here. Like this is not pleasant for a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had it bad. Well, that's, yeah. Well, do you think you had endometriosis back then?
I've always had the worst periods. So heavy, so
that's
terrible,
crazy.
So crampy, take me out, just oh, suffer through
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you probably did then.
And starting at like, yeah, 11, I was like, what the hell?
My gosh, you've
this?
Had a lot of periods.
I've had too many.
You've had more than me and
well,
I'm older than you.
And I couldn't breastfeed, so my period starts right back up.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I've never had a break from my
oh,
period.
Oh, yeah. Except yeah. for the pregnancy. But then you're pregnant.
It. It's 9 months. And you're having the worst 9 months.
And you're like 9 months of pregnancy.
Most people go like 2 years without their period because they're breastfeeding. Nope, not this one.
Yeah.
Never had a good experience. But I love that you were looking forward to that.
That's no, I was. But it also was like scary. Like you're like, any day now. And then like 3 years later for me, I'm like, what the freak? I just, it's such like a weird thing.
Such a weird thing. What was your other thought? No, I'm so curious.
I don't know what my other thought was. I didn't write that one down, to be honest.
You only wrote down that?
I only wrote down that. I was just like, that's weird, man.
Oh my gosh.
Ticking time bomb for a period. That's actually scary. Like you're like, when will it begin?
Yeah.
I don't know.
People have been dying for us to talk about this and I literally, it's so far past this now.
What?
But everyone, that stupid Fox video that we posted. We posted a video of us doing a TikTok dance for Halloween. Yeah. And people were so concerned that someone was getting killed because this random scream. It was like shriek. Crazy. It's so loud. If you haven't
middle
seen
of the
it,
day.
You can go to our profile and my profile and watch it. But people were like, you need to follow up on this. So we found out after everyone started commenting. They were like, that's a fox. And I was like, there's no way that a fox is that loud and it makes that sound. And then I found out it was a fox because the next day my neighbor came over and said that our neighborhood is having a really bad fox problem.
Which is scary. Yeah, jump in your cars
like,
quick.
What does that mean, fox problem? Like, I think they're more worried for the pets in the neighborhood. Yeah, but yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. So no one was getting
and
murdered.
We looked at the sound of a fox and I was like, oh, that. One does a fox. Yeah, it literally screeches.
It screams. Like if you ever hear a terrifying screech in the night or during
could
the day.
Could be a person, also could be a fox.
I think it's a fox. So just know that the mystery is solved.
It sounded very human, which is so weird.
You guys just have to watch the video because you won't believe the sound.
It's weird.
Like, it sounds insane. I don't know what that was, but yeah. Mystery solved. It was a fox, everybody.
Yep.
So crazy. Anyway. Today, we are talking about life-changing moments. Mm-hmm. And Lo and I actually had this conversation not too long ago about how freaky it is that like one little choice, one little instance in your life can literally flip it.
Oh, yeah.
Upside down.
Like, or it's make like it the go string effect or what's it called? Like yeah.
Yeah, something like how it can completely shift your world. Like one decision to not go to something, which is so scary when you think about it.
It's very scary.
Because I always think that, like, mostly I think about meeting Derek because that, like, set my whole, this is
that's
my
your life,
now.
Yeah.
And how so badly I did not want to go on the hike. We met on a hike, an 8-hour hike, and I had done the hike a week before. And
it's a terrible hike.
I was still sore. My legs were still sore a week later, and my friend was like, you have to come. And I was doing everything in my power not to go.
And usually Sarah's like, I will do what I want to do. Don't force me.
Yeah, like don't force me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I just think back, if I had said no, stuck to my guns, not gone with her, I wouldn't have met Derek. I wouldn't be sitting here. I wouldn't be having the kids that I had. Like that whole thing.
That's wild.
Like my life, I don't know what I'd be doing. I don't know who I'd be married to. Just that one decision to like go on the hike or like do the thing. Anyway. Life-changing moments happen all the time.
Well, so and we were talking about this on Sunday with Tanner's family, Tanner and Derek's family. They were saying that they initially, when they moved to Utah, which was Tanner was going into high school, they were looking at places that were like 40 minutes north of where they ended up living. Mm-hmm. And that means they would have gone to a different high school, different, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And none of the kids would have married who they married had they have done that.
Yeah.
Because 3 out of the 4 of us met in high school.
Yeah.
Like that's crazy.
Yeah, if I'm being honest, that stresses me to my core because I'm like, that like they means could have decisions just, that Derek and I are making on
right
where
now.
To live and what's happening, like is gonna,
it affects affect everything. Of course life. It does. Like that's who they meet. But then it's like, whoa, like once you have foresight and you can see like, you know,
how things
turned out and how things could have been so different had you made like a little decision different.
We also talked about another decision I think about is, I mean, I guess this is more like life. We're going to talk about life-changing moments, but also decisions impact. But this was weird. I had played tennis with Derek's cousin all growing up, like from the age of 14 on all through high school. And we saw each other 2-3 times a week and we would always play with each other and talk. And it's the weirdest thing because I didn't know I would end up marrying her cousin someday, but she was trying to set me up with her brother. So Derek's cousin. And I just think back, I'm like, what if I had small gone world. On dates with Derek's, married Derek's cousin. And then like, I would be just like acquaintances with Lauren and Tanner.
Yeah. Oh
and
yeah. Derek. They'd be like, that's the like, cousin's random wife.
Yeah. Like I would see them at like really extended family things and be like, hey, how's it going? Like talk to them. Maybe a tiny bit.
Yeah.
And it would be like,
see I them once a year, maybe.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, it's
yeah.
So scary.
It's really it's crazy.
So weird. Anyway.
Yeah. All things. And then same thing with my mom. Like my mom randomly moves us to Lehigh my 9th grade year. And I'm like yeah. pissed at her. And I'm like, what the freak? But then I wouldn't have met Tanner.
Yeah. Anyway. That's crazy. I feel like those were more life-changing decisions. These are kind of life-changing moments that happen yeah. to people. Maybe it's a little bit of both.
Still connects.
We're gonna read some of these, so
yeah,
let's dive into that. Okay, this first one says, I had been trying the dating apps to no good results. I decided I was over it, so I changed my bio to Snapchat and logged off. The same day, I got a friend request on Snapchat from the guy who is now my husband. He had downloaded the app for 1 hour to have a competition with his friend to see who could get the most matches. Modern day love story.
No so way. So neither of
them were going to download that. And that was going to happen
in an hour. And she changed it and logged off. That's crazy.
See, that's what I'm saying. You don't download the app. You don't meet the love of your life.
Oh
I'm
my sorry. Gosh.
That's crazy. Lo, I'll never forget my first pair of MeUndies.
I still got MeUndies.
Still got your undies.
Yeah, I do.
I think I was back in Hawaii. They got sent to me and they are so soft and comfortable.
So comfortable.
Kept them to this day. All you parents are out there, if you haven't tried them, they're amazing. But they are rolling out kids' MeUndies.
One of my kids is very picky about the fabrics that we put on her. And MeUndies is something that she will put on.
Yes.
That is so comfortable, stretchy, and it doesn't have a tag on it, so it doesn't bug the kids.
Yeah, it's a 4-way stretch fabric. It feels 3 times softer than cotton, so it doesn't bother them. The undies that I ordered for Jack that weren't MeUndies, he did not like, and they're really rough on their body. So these ones are very comfortable for the kids to wear, and they have so many colors, so many mm-hmm. patterns.
We went unicorn. We went unicorn. Where'd you go?
You know, almost the unicorn. No, I'm just kidding. We did the shark. We did the dinosaur. And Jack was stoked because mm-hmm. the other ones I got him were just plain. And these had really cool patterns on them. And if you're not happy with your first pair of undies, then it's on MeUndies Kids.
Which
I'll cover
sick.
It for you.
Yep.
Check out the brand new MeUndies Kids line today to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping. Go to MeUndies.com/fairlyodd and enter promo code fairlyodd. That's MeUndies.com/fairlyodd, code fairlyodd for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Alrighty. This one says, this November, my mom will be 4 years sober. Before she decided to get help, life that year was really hard. My parents would always fight and my mom was always drunk. After her making the decision to save our family from the dark path she was on, all of our lives have changed. She is the best mom I could wish for and I have the best relationship with her now. I'm so grateful that she did choose to get help because it really was the best breaking point.
That's dang, awesome.
That's amazing. I'm so happy that that was like
proud
a success story.
Proud of your
story.
Mom.
Yes.
That's hard to do.
Especially because it's just like a disease of the brain and like you can't, like, it's not easy to shake. Like, yeah. It's a disease.
And that's, like, hard because, and the fact that she made that decision and all your lives changed for the better mm-hmm. is, like, probably so rewarding to
yes.
her.
Yes, and that probably helps her stay sober.
Yes.
Which that's is good.
I'm so happy for you.
That's sweet.
That's a good one. Okay, this one says, just the Barbie movie. Haha. Wasn't it all for us? It was all life-changing. I was dating a guy for 2 years who was trash and did not treat me good. And I went and saw the Barbie movie and the speech she gives in it was like a total game changer. And I broke up with him and have been so happy ever since.
No way.
I love that.
I swear the Barbie movie had so much like hidden great moments yes. for people that were like,
yes,
oh my gosh, like just, for so many girls.
It's like such a silly movie, but so not silly.
Yeah, it's like the most real movie yes, ever in the
but
silly
then there's people
format.
Like flying around yeah. like on the beach and they're doing a war and it's just like, you
silly
know,
format, it, real stuff.
Real, like I wasn't expecting that part of the Barbie movie to come
yeah.
out. You know what I realized?
Not it's us kind of crying funny. And during the Barbie movie.
Oh,
you know
we
what
all
I mean?
Cried, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But I realized, this might get me in trouble.
What?
I just think that like, a lot of the men that didn't like the Barbie movie. You get what I'm trying to say. I literally like don't even have to say it because it's like,
it's just like,
if you've seen the Barbie movie, you kind of know. Like, if okay. you didn't like the mess, like
you're
I don't even think I can say it, but it's just
you're a really big schneebly if you didn't like
it. It's just like, it's fine if you didn't like it. I get it. Like,
no,
I get when they try and hide like some political stuff that you don't agree with, but the overall message is kind of just like that women can like,
it's like to show,
make decisions and be like, I think you have to be a secure man to really like the Barbie movie. Yes. I hate to say it. I hate
to don't shoot the messenger.
Sorry. Like, I think it's fine if you don't like it too. It's really not a big deal. But I do think that the men that are like, I loved that Barbie, like they're pretty secure.
I love it. I love to see it. Tanner,
I love to see it.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Was Derek laughing throughout.
Loved it. Yeah. They both loved it.
We love them for that.
And I loved that. They loved it. And it wasn't like too serious.
You don't have
for them.
To like, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I think that was the, I think that's the point I'm trying to make is that like when someone like goes in so serious about it, it's like, it could be just lighthearted.
Yeah.
It could just be fun.
And like, you can acknowledge these certain things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Can, you don't have to like the whole thing, but like you can't just be like, the whole movie's trash.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally. I appreciate the Barbie movie. I love it.
I appreciate it too. Anyway, I love that for you. Love that that gave you the courage.
Yes. Okay. This one says, my life changed when my 1995 Ford Explorer broke down. This led to me buying a new car, which led to me picking up a second job. At that time, I was a host at Mellow Mushroom and I started working at a biscuit shop in the mornings. On my first day at the biscuit shop, my boss introduced me to everyone. We finally made it back to the dish room where he introduced me to the guy in the back, dressed with a big yellow apron and didn't fit right and long yellow gloves. He was sarcastically grumpy and I was introduced to him by everyone over and over again. That grump ended up being my husband. We got married this January, both of us being 19 and being told we were getting married for the all the wrong reasons. Then in March, I got pregnant by surprise and we're expecting our baby boy this December. If that car never broke down, I would never have had the loves of my life and I'm forever grateful for those crappy cars.
Oh, that's really a cute story. I married that grump.
Oh, that's cute.
I love
cute.
That. And congratulations.
They're 19.
I know.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That's
they're
so
due
sweet.
In December.
Way soon.
So
that's
in like a couple
a
weeks.
Month. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Congratulations. Congrats. Sunny's birthday is the 7th.
That's so
I'm not
funny.
Sure what your due date is, but
I want to hear more of the story. It sounds like a rom-com. Like, give me more deets.
His apron. I love the apron not fitting right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's an amazing story.
That's cute.
Okay. This one says, flew to Japan to meet a man I had never met in person before. I signed up for a dating app website and met this guy. We talked all the time. But he was in the Navy and stationed in Japan, and I lived in Texas. I knew the chances of actually ever meeting in person were slim because of the distance, but we were both falling in love with each other. One night I asked him if we were living in a fairy tale and were never going to see if the spark we had was real or if we were going to actually meet in person. 15 minutes later, he bought my plane ticket and I had it sitting in my email. So 5 days later, I flew from Texas to Japan to meet a man I'd never met. For the first time, literally everyone thought I was absolutely crazy. But the spark was real. And exactly 2 months later, me and that guy got married. In December, we celebrate our 8-year anniversary. Aww. And we have 3 kids. Do I recommend that every girl jump on a plane to meet the man she met on the internet? No. But if I hadn't joined a random dating website or flew literally halfway across the world on a whim, I wouldn't be married to the absolute man of my dreams.
That's so cute.
Chills. Wait, I have chills.
I could have gone so wrong because it's like catfish. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
it could have.
You literally can get catfished like that.
Yeah.
And the fact this worked out and it was actually who he said he was
eight
and you
years.
Were too.
And they've been married
and you got
years.
Married. 8 years, fact, 3 kids.
The fact that she flew there and then got married, what, 2 months later? What did it say?
I don't know.
But this one, 2 months later, exactly 2 months later, they got married.
Holy crap.
So literally that was like instant.
Aww.
You knew. That's such a,
that's
that
really
is a
sweet.
Fairy
that's
tale.
A fairy tale.
Holy crap. I love that for you.
So cute. Okay. This one, one sentence.
I love the one. They just,
this
slap
one
something.
Says the day I joined the police, realized I'm a bad AB and can do whatever I put my mind to.
That's sick.
Hey, slay the day away with that.
I love that.
That's sick, man.
We need those bad AB.
We need those bad ABs on our front lines.
Girl police officers. Actually, you could be a man. I just realized that.
Yeah.
Whether you're a man or a woman, we salute you.
Yeah.
Okay. Though I'm a poor college student, I decided to screw it and spend most of my savings on a huge trip to Europe with my friends for a month. I've always been a pretty big tomboy, but meeting people in different countries and seeing the way they carry themselves and the effortless style and grace inspired me to do a huge lifestyle flip. I'm getting more in touch with my feminine side, and it's been so insanely cool. To my surprise, I feel so strong and confident, and I genuinely feel like I've come in touch with a wonderful side of myself I never knew I had. Still have a ways to go for my goals, but I'm loving it. Love you guys and your cute fam so much. Oh,
that's amazing.
I'm so happy that you can say that.
Yeah, it's like, I think maybe some girls are scared to like, I don't even know what I'm saying.
It's hard to be different than how you've always been because of what you're like, what are people going to think about me? If I've been this tomboy my whole life and then I start like,
and then I start wearing these cute like pink dresses or whatever. People
are going to think I'm trying harder. I'm going to do this. But like at the end of the day,
if it makes you happy, makes you feel confident, boom, do it.
Proud.
I love to see it. I love to see somebody just like fully transform
and
their
owning it,
their person, not their personality, but their aura and their freaking
lifestyle.
Their lifestyle, what they put out. I love that. Okay, this says, 2 years ago, my husband proposed at the restaurant we first met at. That day, I was extremely down and had been severely burned out from working long hours for months. I literally had no idea what was about to happen. He got me wine while I got ready and told me to dress nice. He had set up the whole thing earlier that day with the restaurant, specifically getting pictures and making sure we had the same table as the night we met. Because I had been in such a funk, all these little details went over my head. We had never talked about getting married, even though we had been together almost 3 years. He completely shocked me, and time really stood still when he got down on his knee. The next day, we eloped. Oh my gosh. A wedding wasn't for us, and waiting any longer didn't make sense. Best decision I ever made. Now I'm pregnant with our first child, a baby girl.
Got married a day after.
Amazing. The thought of not knowing that you're going to get engaged at all is so cool.
Exciting.
Because like you hadn't even talked about a wedding period or getting married period. Mm-hmm. You're together with this person content. Like we're together 3 years, whatever. And then they propose. Kudos, first of all, to him for having the confidence to do that without talking about it and just being like, you know what, I'm pulling the trigger.
Yeah.
And then she was so down. Next day, the elope.
The whole thing.
That just means that you guys were so meant to be for each other. And wow, that's
congratulations amazing. Congratulations on your baby girl. All of that story just screams power move.
Power moves.
That is so cool. All right. This one says, my husband and I are high school sweethearts, and all the while we were dating, he would say that his friend Drew would be perfect for my sister. My sister is 3 years older and she's the best person I know, so I highly doubted some random friend would just be good enough for her. Drew lives in Virginia, just outside of DC, and my sister has always been into politics. So my husband and I get engaged, and that day he said, we can invite Drew to the wedding and he can meet your sister and they'll fall in love. And that's exactly what happened.
No.
They met shortly after my sister moved from Michigan to DC for work, so they weren't long distance. Drew got my husband a job, so we moved to Virginia, so I was close to my sister again. Me and my sister moving gave my parents the freedom to move close to my mom's family in North Carolina. Now, 7 years after I got married, I'm living on the same street as my sister. The four of us are best friends and have a perfect niece and nephew.
Aww.
Oh my gosh, chills again. Oh, I keep getting chills from these little happy stories.
It just feels like all this love, mm-hmm, like just tumbles into like everyone's life around them.
Yeah.
And it's like, because this love story happened, because you took this chance, then this great thing happened.
The friends, the four friends, like they're just all sisters, connected, live on the same street. I love that.
It's so cute. It's like us.
It's like us.
It's like us. We basically did that.
Yes, we basically did that.
Okay, if any of you are like me, I physically cannot book another nail appointment after I've done one time. It consumes me. I'm like, it's too much time. It's too much money. I can't commit to this lifestyle. What I can commit to is doing my own nails that takes me 5 minutes max, and it looks really cute and lasts me up to like 7 days. Mm-hmm. And my nails have never looked cuter, guys.
They're very cute.
Normally I have like chipped like or nothing on my nails. Since I got the Olive and June mani-pedi system, I have been having the cutest nails. So thank you to them.
So the Olive and June mani system has everything you need. It's salon quality in one box. You can customize that box with six different polishes, and they have really cute colors on their website. I have the color exclamation point on my toes. It's like a sparkly. Yes. It's really great. Yours is social studies. Oh, yeah. Lauren's wearing social studies. Yes. And I love that blue, especially it's for so fall cute. And for winter.
Yes.
It's love perfect. It. And this, like she said, doesn't chip. It lasts 7 days. So that comes out to like $2 a manicure instead of however much money you're spending when you go to the salon.
Mm-hmm. What makes it so nice is you can't even tell which hand is my like better hand to paint with. They give you this really cool applicator that makes it so easy to paint on your nails. My right hand has never looked better.
I wouldn't have known that Lo didn't get her nails, and I thought she booked another appointment, but now she didn't have to travel. She didn't have to go anywhere. She just did it right at her house today. If you guys want to check out Olive and June, just visit oliveandjune.com/fairlyodd for 20% off your first system. That's OliveandJune.com/fairlyodd for 20% off your first system.
This one says, hi, it was 4 weeks after I got married to my husband and we were doing the tango in his bed.
The tango. I love that. Doing the tango.
In my head, I'm like, cha.
No, literally, I knew you were thinking of someone doing a tango on top of a bed.
It was about 30 minutes in, his mom walked in with a wedding present and said, oh, I'm so sorry, and left. Well, let's just say after that, for a few weeks, she didn't look at us. But after that, now we just joke about it.
That would be the end of me. I'm so sorry. If any of the parents, any of the in-laws ever walked in on, like,
You wouldn't see my face for a year, no, at least.
No.
I wouldn't show face for a long time after that.
I'm so glad you guys can joke about it now, because not joking about it makes it even more awkward.
Oh, sorry. Oh my gosh, that'd be mortifying.
That is so wild. Oh, no. It gives me the heebie-jeebies thinking about any of my family members.
I think I'd be scared to have sex for a while, too.
Like, I'd like, much rather want to walk in on Lo and Tanner than my parents. Oh, like, do you know what I mean?
It would be, oh, yeah, I know. That discussion is off the table.
No, but I'm saying like that would be so much better for me than a parent. Yeah, figure.
I'm agreeing.
I'd be like, fully. Well, like never want to see that, but like also better.
Yeah.
Better circumstances than a mom or a dad.
Yeah.
For some reason that is just so that, off limits. Like,
oh yeah.
I can't even to this day think that like I got here by my parents doing the deed. Like I still can't think. So I can't think that I got brought to this earth, and I can't think how that I'm here.
I am here, and I came here as an alien aboard the ship.
I got booped down from the sky.
That is so funny. Oh man.
Oh man. Anyway,
way to get through that one.
Yeah,
that would have been really mortifying. Can't lie.
Way to get through that. Okay. Got pregnant with my second baby. Ultrasound time. There was a big mass next to my baby. Doc figured it was a fibroid. And come C-section time, they would take care of it. C-section time came and he checked it out and said, yeah, that's not a fibroid. And it's way higher up than we thought. So we went to another surgeon to get it checked out. Since it wasn't giving me any symptoms or any signs, they said it's probably just a random growth that is just big. So 3 weeks after I gave birth via C-section, I went in for another surgery. Wake up from the surgery, my hubby was very obviously tired and looked distressed. He said, we need to tell you something, some new info, and it might be a lot, but you're okay. Everything is going to be good. Came to find out that the planned 4-hour surgery ended up being 7 hours, and it was an incredibly rare tumor connected to my pancreas. They had to take out my gallbladder, a small part of my pancreas, lymph nodes, and a small part of my intestines, and a basketball-sized cancerous tumor. So I went from just a surgery recipient to a pancreatic cancer survivor within a few hours. I have to get a CT scan once a year now to check and see if it ever grows back. I'm 2 years later now and have some pretty intense mental issues that come from all the intensity of it and some serious survivor's guilt and also all the mental shiz you deal with after birth and postpartum. And it's a lot of healing progress, but very grateful for so much.
Yeah.
Wow. That is actually so really crazy.
She got the C-section and they saw then that's it was a cancerous there. Tumor. Mm-hmm. So she was completely out for the C-section. Like she didn't see the baby, I'm assuming.
Well, no, she went back in.
Oh.
So after her C-section 3 weeks later, she went in for another surgery. Oh,
I see. I thought it was the same. And no, I was like, wow, that is crazy. No. Okay.
She had her baby for 3 weeks.
Had her baby. Then they went back.
That's a lot to be 3 weeks postpartum and then go in for that kind of a surgery and then realize
it was 7 hours happening. And, oh my gosh.
I'm so glad that you don't have the cancer
anymore. Yes, I'm so glad it went the right way. But that's still traumatizing for sure.
That is so much. To have a surgery like that with a newborn baby.
Oh.
I can't.
Your body hasn't even healed from that. That is so crazy.
We're sending you good
vibes
healing,
your way.
Healing vibes. It's 2 years later. So her.
Oh, yeah.
So 2 years later now.
Yeah.
I really hope that you stay cancer free. That's so scary.
Yeah.
The feeling of waking up and then having that like just put on you like, I had cancer.
Yeah.
And you went in not knowing that. And then you wake up and then you. No, that is a lot.
That is scary.
Mine is on a way smaller scale, but going into my surgery, just thinking they were removing a cyst and then them being like, you're full blown endometriosis was like, what? Like, what does that even mean? I didn't even know what that meant. So they're like, you have that. Like, I woke up from surgery and Derek, same way, was like, kind of like, okay, like some crazy news. Like, this is what happened. And I'm like, what? Like, what went wrong? What's going on? And then. Like, obviously, it's fine. It's not like cancer, but it's just like a weird thing still to a not diagnosis know and you then don't go want. In and you're like, oh, frick. Like, now I got to read up on this. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh,
that would be traumatizing. Finding out my 2-month-old needed neurosurgery. It's pretty eye-opening and life-altering to see your baby undergo major surgery, painful recovery, and lots of therapy afterwards. Oh, that'll make me cry.
My mama heart. Yeah. That really. 2-month-old. It's already hard enough. When I hear these stories, I'm like, no.
I hate it when it's kids. It's like, it's bad enough when it's adults, but like children do not
need that. Need and this. You don't need like, that as a mom.
No, it's too much. It's literally too much. I hate
it. The only silver lining is like the 2-month-old won't remember. Mm-hmm. It's not like a 10-year-old or like a, but it doesn't make it any better. It's, like, it's just, that's the only silver lining. It's like, they'll look back and not remember that.
I absolutely hate it.
Yeah. It's so, so hard. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry that you had to go through that. And I hope that your baby is doing lots better now. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry.
Okay. This one says, on my honeymoon, I started seeing how much my husband was drinking. And soon after our honeymoon, found out that he was a major alcoholic.
Oh, no.
I had been dating him for 3 years before marrying him and had no idea.
They know how to hide it, man.
That is so wild.
They know how to really hide it.
It's just, you think like being, like that if you're dating someone for that long and you're with them, you spend that much time with them that you would be able to sniff that out or see that.
I like think about how I've never seen my dad take a drink.
Yeah.
Ever.
And you're like,
so like finding out that that's a problem is like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. They're really good at hiding,
but
that is life changing for sure.
You definitely like
coming to realize that was probably really hard
for sure.
Not knowing that whole time. I always feel so bad when people like don't know anything. And then they get married and then it comes out and they're like, well, I would have not probably married you if if I had known what I know now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
I'm sure everyone wants that lens to look back.
Yeah.
So it says, went on a humanitarian trip to Brazil, changed my whole entire perspective. I am so beyond blessed and feel so much gratitude for everything in my life. I know that everything comes from God and that there are no coincidences. Being grateful plays such a big role in being happy. That's very true.
Yes.
I would love to do a humanitarian trip.
I want to so bad.
And every time someone says like that they do one, I'm like, I would love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to another country and just help.
It would be so, so cool.
Got to do that. I'll write that on my bucket list.
I need to put that down.
Write that down somewhere.
Put that in the calendar.
Yeah. I think and it's so good. Like I want to be able to do that with our kids too, because I think it really is eye-opening to be like, oh, we're so blessed to like live where we are and have the jobs that we have and live in clothes, the houses and clothes and food. And like kids don't realize that when that's all they grow up with.
You like want to keep telling them and reminding them, but they don't understand.
They don't get it until they see it. Until they see how other people live. I'm like, that's so important.
Yeah.
I think.
Fully. This one says, my first Harry Styles concert. I can't explain what happened in that hour and a half, but I haven't been the same since. And honestly, I'm there with you.
Mo understands that.
I fully understand that. Me and Tanner went. I surprised him with Harry Styles tickets in New York City 2 years ago for our anniversary. And it was life-changing for the both of us. At the time, what's funny is Tanner only knew the song Sign of the Times, and it was one of his favorites. He would belt it every time we were in the car. And so after the concert, we went on a full Harry Styles binge, and now he knows every single song. And I'm like, now I like really want to take you back to that concert.
Yes.
But
he's not touring anymore though, is he?
Not right now. Yeah, he needs to get back out there. He needs to release new music.
Yeah, he does. I've never been to his concert, but I'm sure he's great.
It was amazing. He just has so much energy. Yeah. He's so lively.
Yeah. I bet he'd be really fun to watch.
He is. And he kept making eye contact with Tanner because Tanner was like
so tall.
The tallest one out of everyone in the pit. Probably because it was cute. A lot of girls.
He's like, ooh,
and
I like that
he
guy.
He kept looking at Tanner and I kept like getting up on my tiptoes. Look at him. Look at me.
Look at me. I'm just kidding. On Tanner's shoulders.
I know. But it's so sad when like people behind you.
Just for 5 seconds.
I'm like.
Just say hi. Get
what
down.
I should have done was like make a sign that. Because he reads signs and I just like didn't have time. I didn't make a sign. Yeah. That was dumb. First mistake.
I've thought that at many concerts.
Concert.
Why do I not make a sign?
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, man. Okay. This one is, my husband and I finally got licensed to foster in June of 2020, but our agency was not doing foster to adopt programs like we had told them we wanted to do. Hmm. I give the most respect to people that can foster children, but we were fully wanting to adopt a child that had their parental rights taken away. I was part of a foster care group. Support group on Facebook. A family needed respite care for their foster daughter, who actually was up for adoption, and her 3 other siblings. Aww. And we decided to watch her for 2 weeks when the family was away. We fell in love with her and applied to adopt her and her siblings without even meeting them. Their social workers decided not to approve the adoption.
No.
Mom had another baby. We reapplied to adopt 5 kids. We got approved. Fostered all 5, but ultimately adopted 3 of the 5. Too long of a story for the craziness we went through on our 14th wedding anniversary. Crazy how we only planned on adopting 1, but happy we created a beautiful family through adoption.
Well, that's a crazy story.
That's a really cool story.
So cool.
I'm so glad you got that chance. And it was, most people would like probably give up after getting denied the first time, and you guys just did it again. And that's so cool.
Yeah. This one says, I've had a super rare health condition my whole life. I went to multiple doctors to try and figure it out, but no one ever knew what was wrong. I decided to go on a mission. While there, I met a girl who had the same last name as me, the exact same health issue, and she ended up having it fixed before the mission. Meeting her meant that I could understand my condition and get the treatment that I needed. When I got my surgery, my doctor said in a 40-year career, he has only seen 3 cases like ours. If I hadn't gone on a mission, I wouldn't have ever figured out or been able to have kids. Wow. That's crazy.
That is life-changing.
It really is life-changing. Who had your same condition?
Did you guys fall in love?
I think they had the same last name. They might be related.
That's crazy.
That's a
story.
Really crazy.
Wow.
Really cool.
Really cool. My second date with my fiance, it was a moment I knew I was going to marry him. I fell asleep during a movie for a little bit. He was comforting, caring, and it truly was a moment that changed my life for the better. Sometimes it's just the little things.
Aww.
That was really sweet. Yeah, sometimes really sweet. You just have that moment where you're like, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I had that moment.
I knew. And in that moment, I knew I was going to marry him.
Yep.
Hey, this one says, my best friend was with her husband having breakfast at a dinner, at a diner.
Breakfast at a dinner.
Okay.
Breakfast for dinner. I love
breakfast
that.
Breakfast for dinner, folks.
Every day.
Barf that up. All right, what? I ate breakfast for dinner.
I love that.
My best friend was with her husband having breakfast at a diner. Beside her, a lady is telling her friend how she met her boyfriend. After a few minutes of hearing the story off and on, She heard something that gave her goosebumps. The woman was telling her friend that her boyfriend was actually a married man who was planning to leave his wife for this woman.
What?
The man who the woman was talking about had the same name as my husband. And it wasn't long before she realized what was going on. He was cheating on me and I was pregnant at the moment. This private conversation changed the complete course of my life. Thank goodness my friend decided to eat breakfast there that day.
You happened to have Ooh. Breakfast with oh. the... That's insane.
No, she was just sitting by this lady and she overheard the story. You got distracted and didn't hear the story.
I didn't know that detail. I thought she was like talking to that woman.
No, she was just...
It was just overhearing it.
Overhearing the story.
That's insane.
And put two and two together.
That was her husband?
Yes, because then she said the name.
What are the odds of that happening?
Wow.
That is crazy.
Yep.
What a scumbag. Okay. I'm so sorry, though, too. Like, being pregnant and hearing that randomly when you're just having a nice breakfast.
It was her friend.
What?
She wasn't at the breakfast. It was her friend at the breakfast, and then her friend told her, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my gosh. You're so right. Wow, I missed every detail of that. I'm so sorry. So she wasn't even at breakfast.
That's right.
Sorry, we needed a full debriefing on every freaking part of that. That was so my fault.
No, you're good.
I was just thinking about nothing. Anyway, okay.
You're thinking about your gurgly tummy.
What?
Your gurgly tummy.
Yes. I went into stat cure for a UTI and found out I was pregnant instead. Now happily married in our forever home with an almost 3-year-old son and an 18-month-old what? Daughter.
Aww. That's crazy.
Those are like the same.
That's a happy ending.
Jack and Sunny.
Oh yeah.
Cool.
That's really cute.
That's really awesome.
I was invited to be a part of an emerging designer fashion show in Milan while I was studying fashion at a university. And it went so well that I started my own fashion brand called Gem the Label. That now 3 years later, I run it full time. If it weren't for this fashion show, I wouldn't have had the connections or had the confidence to start out my own brand. And now I make sustainable fashion for people all over the world. Such a life-changing moment for me. P.S. Love the podcast. You both are amazing. Aww. That's really cool.
Proud
I need to
of
check
you.
It out. Proud
That's
of you.
So cool.
Love that.
Yeah, it's stuff That's like that where girl. You're like, that set my life in motion.
Yeah, where something just clicks and you're like, I can do that actually.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, this one says, I rejected a guy on a dating app because he didn't have good pictures. think group picture that are cropped and pixelated. Later, that same guy came up again. I decided to give him a chance, and now he's my husband.
No way.
Boys really do have the worst, like, Facebook photos back then.
They
like,
can't
everything
do it.
Is so bad.
They just simply can't.
And then, but it's like if a guy had, like, a hot selfie.
It's also a red flag.
It's a red flag. So
like,
how
why do
you
know
just,
how to do that?
Yeah, how do you just find a guy that has a normal, good photo? It's hard
yeah.
to find.
Honestly, the worse the photo, the better,
yeah,
to be honest.
True.
The better the outcome.
He doesn't really care.
Bigger the green flag.
That's true.
Okay, this one says, I was working as a dock hand in Alaska in 2017. We would take fish that people caught and process them so that they could take ready to cook fish home. One day we were taking in orders from people on an Alaskan cruise when I met this couple. At first, this couple seemed really sweet and nice. The one thing I remember was the husband had these crazy steel blue eyes. I remember getting an eerie feeling around him, but his eyes were super cool looking, but also off. I do my work as normal and don't give him much thought. The next day, my friend who was working with me gets a call from the captain that had the couple on his boat. He called to let us know that we might be getting a call from the FBI as they were now doing an investigation on the couple we had met the previous day. Turns out the husband had gotten drunk and murdered his wife while traveling to their next destination on the cruise. That is so scary. The couple was from Utah and had been married more than a decade. The cruise was an anniversary trip. Oh my gosh. The worst part was that it was a murder mystery night on the cruise, so people thought the screaming was all part of an act. I have a really hard time wanting to talk with strangers after that because you never know what people might, when people could snap. I still have nightmares sometimes when I see his crazy eyes.
You are kidding
me. I have chills. Wait, that I feel
Was that the couple that I'm strangled
that's
her?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I'm pretty sure it's that couple.
Because she wouldn't stop laughing, that one?
Yeah, and he was like drunk and then strangled her. I think that that's
that like the is same. Psychotic. Also scary, like sometimes I think about cruises and I'm like, you're just trapped on there with a murderer.
That's true.
Like that's some spooky.
Scary guy.
Like you don't know who the freak else is on this cruise with
living
you.
Living with you for that time. Yeah. It's scary. I guess you never know.
You never know.
You could be in a hotel. You could be.
No.
But like, that's such an icky feeling. And I think that would traumatize me seeing the couple.
And like getting to meet them and talk with them. And then
the
you're
wife
like,
and then
what the freak the next day?
I don't like blame you being traumatized.
Yeah.
And then like more
reserved when it comes to strangers. People.
That's really, really crazy.
That is a scary story.
Horrible.
I should go on the Halloween episode. That was so scary.
Seriously.
Jeez.
All right, this is our last one, you guys. It says, I really wanted to dye my hair a dark brown and finally got the courage to do it. So my auntie dyed my hair and we got it all dry and it was black. Like not a calm black, a deep black. I got home and for the next 2 weeks, I put apple cider vinegar in my hair twice a day to strip the black from my hair. And now I love my hair color. This experience traumatized me and I had to walk around school feeling so uncomfortable. And had to listen to all my friends calling me a goth girl. This experience not only made me realize who my real friends were, but showed me that confidence is key to being a successful woman in today's world. Did I hate my hair? Yes. Did I walk around school feeling uncomfortable? Yeah. Do I love my dark hair now? Yes. Am I confident because of this? Yes. The moral of the story is that I went out of my comfort zone and it backfired on me. Because of this, I'm proud of myself for trying something new and the confidence that came with it.
I'm glad that worked out in the end.
That, seriously. But like, yeah, just the confidence to like rock it, even though you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
That happened to me, but I got called an old lady in front of my whole class by my teacher.
Yeah, that's evil.
Yeah, I had like gray hair basically and it was
they did an ashy blonde on you.
It wasn't even ashy. It was
straight up gray.
Straight up gray. Anyway, terrible. I'm proud of you. I'm glad you like your hair now.
The more you rock it, the more confidence you exude.
Yeah, maybe they were jelly. That's why they called you goth girl. Well, you guys, that was cool. That was fun.
I loved those stories.
Yeah. That was like, I'm going to be honest, I didn't know what this episode was going to be like, and it was actually way more entertaining than I thought.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved your guys' entries. Yeah. Thank you for always, as always, for sharing those because they're so fun to read.
And submitting. You guys are amazing. We're going to be doing the boys next week.
We're going to
have an episode. They'll be back.
Boys are back.
Oh, yeah. And then it's
the
Thanksgiving.
Boys are back.
Yeah.
And yeah, enjoy your Thanksgiving. So since the boys will see you next week, we will.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Enjoy That's your so holidays.
True. We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com. Upwork.com.